So, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor, we got a huge recruitment deal, right? A huge trade, an agreement with the New York Knicks, a $100 million contract, but it wasn't with LeBron James.
Monte Ellis trying to tip it over to Reggie Williams. Winds up in the lap of Richardson. Up ahead, look out. Hello, Amari Stoudemire elevates and detonates.
Are you kidding me?
Devastating dunk here in Oakland. Maybe the top dunk of his career. That was savage.
What would we say? The sun set? The Knicks rise?
Well, let's talk about this a little bit. Amari Stoudemire leaving the Suns, going to the Knicks, a five-year, $100 million contract. Was this a good move by either the Knicks or the Suns?
So you guys are very quippy today, but I think it was a great move for the Knicks, and they picked up a guy who, and over his eight season with Phoenix, has averaged 21 points. He has a field goal percentage of 0.544, so he's a pretty efficient player. He dunks a lot. He moves well in the paint. He came back from microfracture surgery in his knee, so he came back well. He's young. He's 27 years old. He's 6'10", 245, so he's lean and trim. I saw him after the Knicks-Suns game this past year. I saw him in the locker room, and I asked him point blank. I was like, are you coming to the Knicks? And he smiled, and he nodded, and he kind of shook his head, and he just like made a laugh, and I was like,
"Who let this guy in here?"
Yeah, but actually, he was really cordial.
And then
he really
called
cool.
security.
But actually, he was very kind of coy about it. But you could see in his eye, maybe there was a glimmer of hope that he would come to the Knicks, and now he's here.
Well, but the Knicks also say they're still in the running for LeBron James. How does this affect their salary cap?
Well, that was interesting that the clip that was played earlier included Monte Ellis, and he's one of the people that's mentioned as a potential sign and trade for David Lee. So what this does is shifts the environment a little. So now the Knicks are looking for who else they can get. Of course they want Dwayne Wade. Of course they want LeBron James. But if they can't get them, there might be some other players potentially that could come into the Knicks and help the Knicks out directly this year.
Okay, we only have a little time left, but we got to talk about the World Cup because the first semifinal match starts in just a few hours between Uruguay and the Netherlands. Any chance that the Uruguay is going to beat the mighty Netherlands here?
Well, I think the key thing with Uruguay is that they're without Luis Suarez, who's their scorer. He's a very good scorer, but he's banned for this game. But the key thing for them is not to just kick back on defense. They're going to want to get back on defense. They're going to have to attack. If they don't attack, they're not going to be able to beat the Netherlands.
You going to call it for us?
Oh, it's definitely going to be the Netherlands.
Okay, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen.
I'm going to go with Javier on this one.
Takeaway Sports contributor. Thanks so much, Ibrahim.
Good morning.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.